Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is normally Dr. Christopher Green, but he's out on a special trip, and we've got Sean Whitfield, which I love always conversing with Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Ed. Happy to be here.
And I am too, always. I love this show.
We always have a lot of fun. I can't quite fill the shoes of Dr. Green. However, I will do my best. And I'm not full of answers, but I'm full of questions. And I know you're the answer man.
Well, I love that. And to be honest with you, I've been super busy. I actually hired a publicist last week from New York. And it was an interesting concept because I really feel that there's too few of me's out there speaking the kind of language that I talk about. And so this publicist felt the same way. So yesterday I was on a radio in Savannah for 1 hour, a radio in Orlando for about 40 minutes, another radio in another town I can't even remember, all in the past day. So I've spent a lot of radio time, and I'm going to be on TV next week. I'm going to be on many different multiple channels because this is information that, you know, I kind of assume people know, which is, What do we do to help the body heal itself without using symptomatic treatments? We are born with a physical body that has a pharmacy within it already. And if we can access that pharmacy through knowledge and information, we can turn the corner of so many health issues, including what we are going through. And I will say that, you know, any opinions expressed on this show on COVID is those personal opinions of the people here, including those we may have tonight on the show. And certainly it's not a reflection of Memorial Hospital or anyone else. Again, there is so much promise and hope with our health disorders. But the problem is it's not being taught, Sean. It's not being taught in medical schools. It is something that is poo-pooed, actually, by most healthcare practitioners. Saying that, Nutrition World's busier than it's ever been in 42 years. I work with about probably 13 physicians in this town who want to remain nameless because they don't want the peer pressure of people thinking they're quacks. But yet the research in PubMed is so extensive now, this is not quackery. This is science, people. And if you don't have a healthcare professional who has at least an open mind to the utilization of nutritional supplements and dietary changes, find someone else. Dr. Green is so open. I love his attitude. He admits he's not an expert in it, but he also admits that he has great respect for it, and he knows there's value in this system. Those are the people that I think we should partner with.
Have you ever thought back to when we started this show 2.5 years ago and how Dr. Green, a few of his beliefs are maybe a little bit tweaked and different now? I think you've rubbed off on him in a few areas. Would you agree?
I would agree because he actually uses some of the products now. He advises some of his patients to, you know, CBDs and omega-3s, vitamin D, and multiple different options. He's conservative, but he's open. And that's all I ask for is being open-minded. Yeah. If I can show the science behind something, add it to your toolkit. I don't care who you are, whether you're a chiropractor, you're a medical doctor, you're an oncologist. Don't let your arrogance keep you from adding things within the toolkit just because the school you went to didn't teach it. Mm-hmm. You know what? I fly airplanes. I've had 9 instructors over my 10 or 11 year career flying airplanes. Each one of those kind of, they taught similar things pretty much, but they're, each of them had a little bit different take on a landing or a departure or how to do a pre-flight. And I've learned from all of those. if you go to a regular school, you kind of have one instructor because it's all from one protocol. No, step outside the box and learn the magic of what nutritional intervention can be, and at least in my world. I've done it for 42 years. I've now seen over 400 people who have been diagnosed with COVID. 400. Guess how many went to the hospital? Zero. Why? Because they learned on their own what to do to support the immune system. And I've said this often on my podcast, theholisticnavigator.com. I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. If you're a non-learner, especially in 2020, I'm sorry, you're probably going to lose out. You need to be a learner and know that Google is censoring your information. It cannot be accessed by going in and typing the magic words of, what do I take natural remedies for? No, they've eliminated that. They put it on page 17 now, starting 2.5 years ago. So I'm kind of outspoken right now on this because it is censorship and it is a pathetic, sad thing.
And another thing that's sad about our times right now is if you check out the news media, even here just on a local level, the numbers are going up here in our area. The numbers are going up at our hospitals. And the vaccine, you know, has been approved since we last were on the show. I know you made comment last week you were in favor of the vaccine being approved for a variety of reasons. And so many times when we hear about people that are in the hospital due to COVID, we're not hearing about all the various ways of prevention. We're not hearing about the underlying conditions. We're not hearing about the obesity. There's so many parts of the puzzle we're not hearing about.
No, we're not. And I hope people realize they're getting a very skewed view of what's going on. WRCB-TV is very biased about all the terrible, terrible headline news. They don't give a balanced view of the fact that there's great hope. It's still 99% survival rate for those who do not have comorbidities. What is that? Diabetes, obesity, ACE inhibitor ingestion, and even Prilosex. I mean, if we realize why your tire is going flat on your car continuously because you're running over tacks or nails, maybe we should look at not running over the nails. I think that makes some sense. I don't know. Instead of replacing the tire all the time or going flat. So I'm just hugely invested and never have been more invested in my philosophy of life, which is the human body is magical, powerful, and amazing. But we have to treat it and get it in a place where it is capable of doing the job that it was meant to do. And that requires eating properly. Your knife and fork is your most powerful weapon. And then secondly is vitamin D has to be taken on an ongoing basis. There's actually a website I just ran across. It's called thepowerofd.org. Powerofd.org. It has all the research on why people who have low vitamin D slip into severe symptoms. And right now, it appears that 97.2% of all people who have severe symptoms of this virus has a vitamin D less than 30 nanograms per milliliter. We did vitamin D testing last Friday at Nutrition World. We do that every month, and we're going to start doing it every week, all blood testing. And we give away free vitamin D. I've chosen to spend the money to do this to all teachers and to all healthcare workers. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. Any company who really wants to take care of their employees should be giving vitamin D out free to all of them. And do you know in England, they are giving vitamin D free, the government is, because they understand the implications of D. And many countries are heavily pushing it because what it does is does not keep you from getting sick, Sean. It keeps you from getting severe. That's what people are afraid of. You know, I had COVID. Many people have had it. It can be pretty lousy week for people, and you know, you feel crappy just like you would the flu, and then you get over it and you move on. Mm-hmm. But not the severe people. They're the ones who will suffer long term, and they're the ones at risk of passing away. And it is not totally needless, but we are not accessing the toolbox that needs to be accessed.
To simplify it for listeners out there that may not be that educated on vitamin D, vitamin, each little gel, I guess it's be considered like a gel cap, or it's like a gel type pill They come in, what, 5,000 IUs?
They come in 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, and 10,000. And my experience has shown me, and I'm not medically treating anyone, ask your physician if you're being treated for medical conditions, no less than 5,000 every day for prevention. But if a person is really, I will call under the weather, 10,000 to 50,000 for 5 days is what many health experts are recommending. In fact, on my podcast, theholisticnavigator.com, I interviewed two different physicians, Dr. Roundtree and Dr. Smith. They both talked about the use of 20,000 to 50,000 units of vitamin D for 5 days.
That's per day.
Per day for 5 days. What that does is it calms the immune system so that it doesn't overreact and cause fluid in the lungs. So that just a $7 remedy can be life-changing, Sean. And you know what? Daggum, that was a fast first time segment.
This is the fastest hour in radio, by the way.
And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about this subject. And we've got that and some exciting news to come for, obviously, sometimes Dr. Green, but he's gone again today. But we'll be back next Sunday. I'm Ed Jones with Sean, so stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, normally here with my buddy Dr. Christopher Green, but we've got Sean Whitfield filling in, and I got an amazing, I know I say this a lot, fabulous, exciting guest that I have known. I kind of mentally added this up in my brain. I think I've met her 24 years ago because our kids went to school together, and that's about when she started school, maybe 25 years ago. But Dr. Melvin from Partners in Care, welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Melvin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And what is exciting about this is I love Dr. Melvin, always have, because she kind of combines knowledge and wisdom into her toolbox. She doesn't just think there's one way to help the body to be healthy. So she's very open to scientific knowledge in regard to integrative, nutritional, of course, drug-like therapies, but all of it together. And, you know, this came on maybe an hour ago. We decided on this interview because of Adam at the store who mentioned it and said, maybe you would be willing to come in. What I'm excited about is we want to talk about you, your patients who've had COVID. I know you've dealt, as long as I've known you, you've dealt with a senior population. You did hospice for a lot of years, extremely caring, loving person. And I just have the highest respect for Dr. Melvin. But maybe start the conversation with, okay, a patient of yours has COVID. They are a little compromised based on age. What is your starting place, and what do you do in advice?
First of all, I really stress to my patients they should wear their mask, and that they don't want to really be out in public. So when the pandemic initially started mid-February, March, we called all of our seniors and just told them what I just said. And on May 1st, when things kind of opened back up, I had a couple that went out and played a card game, and they were positive. They turned out to be positive. A few things that I want to go over with that is, one, unlike the flu virus, where you are in and out within about 72 hours, so your mind is wrapped around the fact that I am feeling bad, but I know that in about 3 days I can get up and move. Mm-hmm. With the COVID, it doesn't just play a thing on your body. It also affects the mind, because in 3 days, you won't be able to get up and move if it hits. Mm-hmm. And so I tell them that. Also let them know that when they do feel good, to get up and go outside. The sunshine is important. Drink plenty of fluids, and then I have a vitamin regimen that I go through. I have them take high doses of vitamin D. I have them take DHEA, lactoferrin, and if they're not good sleepers, melatonin. I throw in zinc and vitamin C. Mm. And I do high doses for 4 days. And some of the more frail ones I do maybe five. Mm-hmm. I tell them that it's okay not to eat during the process, but it's not okay not to drink. And then we do what we call the pee test, which is when they urinate, it's got to be clear. If it's not, they're not drinking enough. Mm. The next step in that process is as the body responds to develop an antibody, it's a very inflammatory process. So I have been following the C-reactive protein and the D-dimers on these patients. And there was a recent article that came out in Radiology looking at this and showed that D elevation in D-dimer was actually associated with pulmonary emboli. And in this article, it said DVT. But what I was more concerned with is the pulmonary emboli, where small blood clots go to the lung, and people have that sensation of heaviness mm-hmm. in their chest, and they're short of breath. So if that bumps, and not everybody will bump, I start them on a low dose of anticoagulation, which has made a huge difference with their recovery and how they think. Now, there's no literature out on this. Mm-hmm. And how long do you treat them for? I don't know. But I've put some folks on a 6-week plan. I stop it. 2 weeks later, I recheck that D-dimer. Before I take them off, it's normal. In 2 weeks, in some cases, they bump back up again. And if that happens, they bought themselves 6 months. Mm. But I had the couple that were positive in May. I tested them for their antibodies in November, and they're still positive.
Really?
And first of all, they survived. They were 83, 84. Mm-hmm. I think the oldest patient I've had, the older they are, I'm seeing people get through the acute viral infection fine. It's that after effect mm-hmm. that they can't really recover from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say, oh, they're fine, or they had the COVID a week ago. It's not having it in that acute phase. It's what happens that follows. And there's so much about this infectious virus that we just don't know about. You know, if someone's had the virus and they have the antibiotic and the antibody, do they get the vaccine? You know.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows that? But I also stress that they have to get up and get out. They're not going to feel like it. But day three, so they can lay around for a few days, but I have them get up and get out. And then we at the office, because we've had a lot of patients, we call them every day. And then as they go through different phases, sometimes we've given them a dose of Decadron. We've given them a course of Decadron. Sometimes when you have this infection, your immune system is low. You are more susceptible to bacterial infections, so we've given antibiotics. And we don't just throw it all at one time, but we actually talk with them and step this one step at a time until they completely recover. And it can take up to 8 weeks.
What a big piece of wisdom that people need to be hearing, because you are exactly right. And I hear a lot of stories because we have 300 people a day and they like to share everything about their health with many of us at the Nutrition World. And the fact is, you know, I had it in June and I was not super sick. I felt pretty lousy for a few days, but you're exactly right. It was that next 4 weeks of nausea, no appetite and fatigue that, you know, drained me. And I was not positive. I still went to work. I knew I wasn't contagious. But it was a drag. There was no doubt. Now, you know, I'm 63. I work far harder than I should probably. But I can see, you know, the leftovers are probably almost as as challenging as the initial part, because when you're first sick, you understand, well, my body's fighting the infection. And you do, like you said, you think, well, in 4 or 5 days or three, I'm going to be over the hump. Well, you're over one hump, but you're not over the other hump. And I love the fact how you combine conventional wisdom and knowledge with complementary nutritional knowledge, because we know this virus, the biggest one of the problems is the overactivity of our immune system that overfloods the body with too much aggressiveness, which then the lungs fill with fluid. And this blood clot thing is, you know, we didn't know that the first few months, but it is a big issue. And I love the fact that you're testing the blood for it, not guessing. And when you see the markers, then you do something. You know, nutritionally, there's a product called natokinase or lubricinase that some people are using. But in a crisis situation, I love the way that you are handling this. You've had how many people, do you think, now by this time?
It's hard for me to say. We've had quite a few. I can tell you that yesterday we have a protocol. People can come if they needed to be tested. They stay in their cars. Mm-hmm. We go out to them. We'll do a rapid test. And, you know, 15 minutes or so, we can have the results back. We did 25 yesterday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, do you feel the rapid test is as accurate as the longer test?
Ours, well, they're different. They're different types of rapid tests. And the one that we have is pretty accurate.
Okay.
So if somebody tests negative, but they have symptoms, then we send it to the lab.
Got you.
But if and it's been pretty it pretty correlates with the rapid test.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have one from Lilly. We have a research program now, and if someone tests positive within 72 hours, they can, if they're interested, to sign up for the research project. They'll be infused with antibodies, and we're looking at different degrees of antibodies that we give them. And I've seen that people recover pretty quickly with that. But if they're interested in that, we'll give them the number at the end.
That's lovely. And, you know, the whole thing goes back to supporting our own immune system to do the correct, wise thing, and not hijacking it with some of the therapies that, you know, we just don't really feel confident with. I think you are a light in the darkness. I know I speak with a lot of people who certainly don't have your viewpoint and who, you know, really don't really have the training that you have and experience. So it's a breath of fresh air to know that, you know, there are health professionals who believe in the fact of supporting the body. Now, I know I used to get IV vitamin C because we had a lot of IV stuff at this Nutrition World. Are you a big fan of IV vitamin C?
We do have, we do quite a bit of IV infusion. And so we've done the vitamin C and D, and then for people that are into sports and recovery, we have the glutathione and some of the other amino acids.
I love that. In fact, several physicians have talked about that the severe symptoms of COVID have a lot to do with the decreasing levels of glutathione. That is a master kind of regulator of detoxing and helping the body rid itself. In fact, the Lancet, just a few months ago, had a article that suggested high-dose vitamin C as a reserve therapy for COVID. So they actually, even the Lancet is starting to talk about these things. Here's the problem, everyone listening, is that Google censors it. The media seems to censor it. And so none of this is filtering down to the public's ability to learn, not like it used to be. Used to 3 years ago, before Google changed the algorithms, about 2.5 years ago, you could have Googled this and found that, you know, people are using vitamin C for this, but no longer, because now it's an organized censorship between many of the social media platforms. And so it's on page 17 instead of page 1 or 2. That's why we want to have this show, Vital Health Radio, people like Dr. Melvin to come on who can speak the truth, and we can't be censored at this stage and level. So for people who are interested, Dr. Melvin, what and where and how could they contact you?
It's Partners in Care. It's 5616 Brainerd Road, and the number is 423-803-1379.
That's perfect. And we keep Dr. Melvin's cards at Nutrition World. So anyone who's not remembering this, please just know you can come by. You can call and ask for several of us, and or like Adam and us, that can read off the number. But I've been to her office. Amazing. It's just... you feel very safe in there, actually. You have a wonderful staff, And, you know, I have known, like I said, Dr. Melvin for 2.5 decades. She lives the life. She practices it. She looks 40, and she's not 40 probably because we've known each other for too long. Unbelievably fit, believes in nutrition, and has been using supplements for as long as I've known you, and has a wonderful diet. Just the kind of person that I just like put on a pedestal. So thank you so much, Dr. Melvin, for being who you are.
Thank you so much for asking me to be here.
Well, all right. It's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be discussing sleep apnea with Dr. Viscomi. And that plus more to come for Dr. Green, who's normally here. But with Sean, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, normally with my buddy, Dr. Christopher Green, who's on a trip. But we've got a gentleman, a physician who I've talked to before, and Dr. Green has, who's probably the most known, renowned physician in this town for sleep disorders. Welcome, Dr. Viscomi, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You know, I certainly have a different background and viewpoint than a trained physician does. But, you know, at Nutrition World, a lot of people share so many of their health issues and challenges with me and some of my 26 staff members. We actually have 17 practitioners in our wellness center. So we get a lot of people who are struggling. And I go back to this conversation of sleep probably more than any one thing I really speak on. I mean, yeah, I'm a huge fan of nutrient supplementation, there's no doubt, and eating very correctly and exercise, but sleep has to be part of this. I am a chronic insomniac. I know the issues that come with not getting enough sleep, and sleep apnea is very kind of epidemic. So tell us, Dr. Viscomi, you know, what is a sleep disorder? Is there like a definition for that?
Well, there is. You know, sleep disorder is basically where your sleep does not allow you to be rested and ready to function the next day. So, you know, if somebody says, well, like I'm a chronic insomniac, well, it's only really true if the next day you have a consequence. So let's say you sleep 4 or 5 hours and you feel like $1 million. There's nothing wrong with that because sleep is performing its function. And to your earlier point, you know, the things that you're so knowledgeable about as far as good nutrition, proper habits, healthy eating, good exercise, those are all part of getting good sleep. So obviously, if you exercise, if you eat well, you don't eat before you go to bed, you minimize your caffeine, you have a consistent sleep-wake pattern, you allot that time for sleep. You know, those things are the bedrock of sleep. And then if despite doing all those things, you're not rested, well, that's when people sort of come my way. But the key is that you don't feel rested and that there's a next day consequence of your poor sleep.
I love that because that actually applies where common sense-wise to the individual listening because trying to put a number on sleep is really fairly worthless because one is we don't even know the level of those 7 to 8 hours. And if you are, like you said, if you feel like $1 million most of the time, you're probably getting enough sleep. Now, I know really young people can get by with maybe doing it more than us older people like myself at 63. I pay a heavy price when I have a rough night. You know, I get up, of course, you know, most men get up a little more than they used to when they were younger. And I do believe in creating a sleep sanctuary, so situating your bedroom in the right kind of atmosphere, tuning out some of the blue lights 3 hours before. I mean, I write a lot about this. But the thing is, when somebody needs what's called a sleep study, why, you know, what is that going to reveal if they came to you for a sleep study?
Well, if someone feels like, they, you know, let's say they don't rest well, they've done all the things you've already mentioned, and despite, you know, proper sleep hygiene and all those kind of things, they don't feel rested the next day. then what we're looking for is there's something we can identify. Now, not everything needs a sleep study. A sleep study is primarily to identify either unusual things you do in your sleep, like some people act out their dreams. They punch, kick, kind of get wild when they're asleep because they don't lose their muscle tone when they sleep. You need a sleep study for that. Some people stop breathing in their sleep. They snore, they stop breathing, and it fragments their sleep, and it stresses their heart and their circulatory system. It causes their blood pressure and their blood sugar to go up, and it prevents you from getting that restful sleep that we were talking about before, and causes you to have next day consequences where you're tired, you're not mentally sharp, you're irritable, you just don't have your A game. So a sleep study, well, first usually you see a provider. Now, it could be someone like Dr. Green, a primary care provider. It could be an internist, it could be a surgeon, or it could be myself. But when you talk to us, you tell us that there are some problems that we get history-wise that make us sound like you're doing something unusual in your sleep that we need to quantitate and get us a sense of how much of a problem you have. Now, those sleep studies can be either at home or in the sleep lab. And there's some distinctions about what sort of issues you have. And like a heart failure patient usually has to go to a sleep lab, or a COPD patient. But a healthy guy like you or me, if we're snoring and quitting breathing, we could do a home test that gets us all the information just by telling us if we're trying to breathe, if there's air coming out of our mouth and nose, and whether our oxygen and heart rate are changing when we sleep. So there's some ways to go about this test that can be either an inpatient in a sleep lab or an outpatient in your own home.
Well, I think that's a breath of fresh air for many people to listen to. I actually did not realize that the at-home sleep study could be done seemingly very easily. So would people, of course, they would see someone like you first, and then they would pick up equipment, or is it delivered to their home? How does that work?
Most of the time, they'll pick it up. It's a lot simpler that way because someone can show you how to use it. There are some folks that just ship it to your home. But the problem with those is that without good instruction, the tests don't seem to have the same quality. And so usually we have people come in either in the afternoon or in the evening at one of our sleep centers, and the sleep tech shows them how to wear it, you know, how to adjust it, and also gives them a number to call that night if something becomes dislodged or they're concerned it's not working right, so that they actually get a valuable test. And, of course, they're sleeping in their own bed at their own natural times, with their own pillow and, you know, in their own environment. And to your point earlier about that little cocoon that you need, you know, that's all part of what makes home better. You know, if you come to a sleep lab, you know, it's obviously not very natural to have a bunch of wires and monitors and a strange bed and somebody watching you when you sleep. Sometimes it's necessary, of course. But if it's not, we just try to do them at home, and it's much more natural and also much less costly.
Wow. You know, common sense is actually entering mainstream medicine far quicker than I really would believe. And I'm so proud of that because it makes total sense. And I know I remember years ago a gentleman who was coming to me often, and he was really into the nutrient kind of philosophy. But he had this terrible high blood pressure, and he's a police officer. I used to be a Chattanooga police officer, and I knew him back in the day, and he was a little bit older than I and wasn't super overweight, maybe 15 pounds, but he was on like 4 medications, and he was doing all these nutrients and magnesium and COQ10, and nothing he did worked. And after like 5 years of this, he finally did a sleep study, and he had such severe sleep apnea that within 2 months of a CPAP, he was off every single blood pressure medicine except one minor one. And so people, you know, need to know that this isn't just about feeling better. It's about saving your life sometimes if you have this sleep apnea. I know that that you hear that story a lot more than I do, don't you, Dr. Viscomi?
Well, I do hear it. You know, obviously, you know, there's two parts to that, of course. One is the consequences to you, which in this police officer, to that point, anyone that takes 3 blood pressure medicines or more has an 85% chance of having sleep apnea. Now, of course, you know, it doesn't always have to be just CPAP. There are other ways to take care of this. It could be a dental device. Some people, if they just avoid sleeping on their back, it's better. So it's just not you know, CPAP or bust type thing. But I also think that we're finding that the most important thing is that everyone at home sleeps better. So the spouse of the person with sleep apnea or the bed partner, their sleep is almost as disrupted as the person themselves, because they're seeing the snoring or hearing the snoring and seeing the stopped breathing. And it's, you know, disarming. I mean, it's just very concerning. And so usually it's a spouse that comes in who reports what they see, the snoring, the stopped breathing, and then both of them don't rest well. And so when you take care of the sleep apnea person, two people sleep better. And I am a CPAP user myself. And when we travel, my wife makes sure that I don't leave it behind, because we both rest better if I have it.
Wow. You know, that's, I had never thought about that. The partner is suffering equally along with the patient himself. That is interesting. And I love, you know, the fact that there are more options than just a CPAP, and not everyone talks about that. And the common sense things like not being on your back and just using some of those and like, you know, drinking alcohol and doing the wrong things at night. Some of those improvements could be substantial for the health of the people. I know that you have is it a new lab that's opening now at Fort Oglethorpe?
We're opening up a branch. You know, Memorial obviously has a commitment to North Georgia. And so the former Hutchison Medical Center, where actually all three of my boys were born there, but Memorial has committed to that area to really try to uptick the treatment there in a variety of ways. And one of the things is they've actually just opened the sleep lab this week. We started testing on Tuesday. And probably, oh, I'm not sure exactly when, either January, February, kind of depending on the COVID stuff, we're going to start to have an outpatient clinic on the parkway as well. Just right now, honestly, there are a lot of staffing issues because so many people locally have either COVID or are being quarantined because of COVID, that it's hard for us to expand the office setting right now. But the testing has started. And we anticipate, you know, sometime January, February, being able to have the patients seen there, which is obviously much more convenient for our North Georgia patients.
I love that. Now, let me ask you quickly, a person who needs this, they need to go through their primary care physician, or could they call you directly?
They can, however, whatever works for them. You don't have to have a referral. But if you do come directly, we'll send your records to whomever you ask us to. So if you do come and, you know, you have a local primary care provider, we'll make sure that they get all the information. But you don't have to see them first.
Well, that's great. And what about people who don't have insurance? Is it, is there some ballpark price?
We take care of anybody.
Oh, okay.
And then the hospital, as you might be aware, has a financial assistance program. And in Chattanooga, in Hamilton County, we have a program called Project Access, where for people that have no insurance, but you have to be a Hamilton County resident. If you have no insurance, you can go through Project Access. Everything is free. The test is free. The doctor visit's free. Everything that we can do is free. Now, we can't give you a free machine because we don't have those to give away. But all the testing and all the well, doctor visits have no charge.
And that's if they have a limited income, correct?
No, well, you know, obviously, if you have no insurance and you have to meet certain financial situations. So, you know, assuming you can't afford it, we make sure you still get taken care of. And the hospital has a financial program where, you know, if you're in a certain financial situation, there's also 100% financial assistance. And I saw two patients in that situation today. So their doctor visits are free. The testing is free. They don't have to. There's no cost to them at all.
I love that. And, you know, a lot of people are being treated with. And the thing I love about what you're doing, Dr. Viscomi, is with my 42 years experience, I know there's so many people that are being treated with drugs that may not have to be, like depression. And if they can get their REM sleep and their recovery sleep at night on a regular basis, a lot of these issues that are devastating many, many people in this country could be lessened at least immensely. And so how does a person contact you? Do you have a website or phone number that they could call?
Well, the easy one, of course, you can always go to memorial.org and scroll to the sleep center. But also, it's the phone number is fairly simple. It's 423-495-REST, R-E-S-T.
Well, that's awesome, Dr. Viscomi. Thank you so much for your time for Vital Health Radio. And come by Nutrition World when you get a chance. I would love to meet you in person. I think we have maybe before, but please do so when you can. And have a great, great holiday. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your nutritional health with Ed Jones. That's me and Sean. We've got that, plus a lot of other goodies. And normally for Dr. Green, I am Ed Jones, but stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with my buddy Dr. Green, but we're here with Sean Whitfield, and well, we've had a great show with Dr. Viscomi, Dr. Melvin, talking about COVID, and just a power-packed show. Dr. Green missed a good one, that's for sure. You know, normally we have Dr. Green's spiritual moment at this time, and I certainly cannot fill his shoes. But there is something that I read almost every day. It's from a company called the Stoic Words, and I love this. And I did alter a little bit of this. You know, a quarterback can spend thousands of hours in the gym, watching footage, working on their throwing accuracy, but ultimately, what matters is what they do on Sunday. What matters is what they do in the fourth quarter. And surgeons can study pre-med, go to med school, spend years in residency, read every scientific journal ever published, but ultimately, what matters is whether they can perform in the operating room. And a musician can practice chords, study the greats, work with the best instructors, master every scale, but what matters is how they move the audience. And, you know, a pandemic is a moment like all moments, where each and every one of our virtues is called for. You can't panic. You can't be afraid. You can't hoard supplies, binge watch TV, sit around all day. You must care for yourself and others. You must embrace learning in order to strengthen and be resilient. Virtue is not simply theoretical knowledge. A man who wishes to become good must also be earnest and zealous in applying these principles. You put the hours in. Now is your chance to make your mark. Show us your virtue. Show us a great philosopher. And that is something for these times for sure. I want to tell you real quick, Sean, not by bragging, but I want to keep people updated on my craziness. You know, I talked about last week doing my push-ups on one breath. I'm a huge fan of pushing the body to its limit, not breaking it, because that strengthens it. That's true of immune systems. When we get sick and we recover, guess what? Most of the time, we are in a better place than we were before. We've taught that immune system how to fight a battle. And that's true of what we're going through now. As long as we take care of ourselves nutritionally, if we're already broken and get sick, there can be dire consequences. So please, people, take your nutrients, take your vitamin D, lose weight, get off medications when you can, and control blood sugar. Those are the biggest risk factors, and the media is not speaking of those. But going back to my push-ups, there's a guy named Wim Hof who is like one of my heroes. He does a lot of breath holding, ice work, cryogenics, and he really got me inspired years ago. So I talked about how many push-ups I did on one breath last week. I don't remember what I said, but this week I did 58 on Wednesday, which I think I did 50 last week. So I'm at 58 on one breath this Wednesday. I hope to get to 75. I mean, 100 would be the ultimate goal. Don't think I can do that at this point. But, and then another point I want to make is we see stores popping up that says legal THC at these locations. And what they are is they're CBD stores which we all know what CBD is now, and there's a legal limit for THC. What they're doing is they're kind of manipulating the kind of serving size so that you're getting a fairly big dose of THC. Now, there's not anything too wrong with that, but again, you're going to test positive for it. You take too much, you're going to be down, you know, lazy and loopy and eat more food. Do you have something you want
to say? Is THC getting too much? Is that kind of like being stoned if you were smoking marijuana or something?
You would not get officially stoned with this because the milligrams are still low. But there are people who really believe in microdosing THC for mental benefits and for some physical benefits. And we do know that it certainly helps us relax. And for people who don't have appetites, it's amazing. It can help them really gain weight when they need to if they've been sickly or on medications. So, you know, Nutrition World has these same things, but we're not going to market ourselves as legal THC. That's kind of pushing the line of advertising to me a little bit.
Yeah, interesting. I want to share again with everybody, because this drawing is going to be coming up Monday on News 12 Now. Heat for the holidays. We have teamed up with Carter Heating and Air and News 12 Now, and we are going to be giving away a brand new energy efficient heating and air conditioning system. You can register to win at WDEF.com. That's WDEF.com. We will randomly choose a winner, and it will be announced tomorrow, Monday, December the 22nd, during News 12 Now at 6 p.m. Again, go to WDEF.com to register for a brand new heating and air conditioning system, all brought to you by Carter Heating and Air, News 12 Now, and Vital Health Radio.
Well, super. So, well, that just gave me an idea. If anyone who comes in Nutrition World on anytime this week, the first two or three people, I'll say three people, and ask for Ashley, my new staff member, who's an absolute fireball and so passionate about what we do at Nutrition World, I will give away, if you say you listen to it on Vital Health Radio, and ask for Ashley, a bottle of CBD worth about $40. I will be happy to do that. I've been using it lately again for a little bit of aches and pains in the shoulder. I forgot how great it was. Guess what, Sean? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. It is presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake, and it is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. And website is by Avalon Design Studio. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day. And we'll be welcoming Dr. Green back next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.